Good afternoon and welcome sa ating second na podcast. Ito yung first podcast na itatry natin ipalabas sa iTunes. At ano nga ba yung sasabihin ko? Nako, nakalimutan ko yung sasabihin ko. Anyway, ang pag-uusapan natin ngayon ay ang Blasphemy Day na sa September 30, isang Facebook event na i-explain sa atin mamaya ni Jerry yung simula ng Blasphemy Day. And ang isa pa nating i-discuss ngayon ay ang National Day of Prayer kahapon na sinabayan ng mga freethinkers with their own National Day of Reason. So, to start things off, here's Jerry na magpapaliwanag ng Blasphemy Day.
Ikaw nag-post nung link na una eh.
Alright, good afternoon sa inyo lahat. Yung Blasphemy Day ay isang international campaign na nag-originate sa Facebook. So, paki-search nyo na lang through Google sa Facebook kung saan kayo pwedeng mag-join para in protest na rin sa yung UN na law kung saan ginagawang bawal yung mga rights ng tao na mag-protest or mag-criticize ng any form of expression like cartoons, writings na according to them is nakaka-offend daw ng kanilang religious sensibilities. Pero sa perspective ng isang pre-thinker, dapat kasi walang concept ng blasphemy. Dapat is lahat is cover ng freedom of expression, freedom of thought, na you can say whatever you want, nothing is too sacred para hindi siya ma-criticize. So, yung campaign ng blasphemy is all about anti-blasphemy. So, hindi tayo nagpo-propose na magkaroon ng blasphemy, kundi rather tanggalin yung concept or ilip yung concept ng blasphemy. So, yun muna sa ngayon.
So, parang ang gusto mong mangyari ay ano? Parang maging natural lang sa tao na i-voice out yung mga iniisip niya in every aspect of life. Na parang i-decriminalize sa pamamagitan ng Blasphemy Day, parang may point doon na i-decriminalize yung parang pagsasabi ng against religion, against this sect, against this congregation. Kasi ako gusto kong magkaroon tayo ng action doon in solidarity doon sa ano, in solidarity at saka in protest doon sa UN declaration na yon, tapos in solidarity sa rights nung tao na nag-express nung ganong klaseng opinion niya na natural. Tanda naman natin yung parang may nagsabi nga na yung kalayaan mo, nagsisimula yung kalayaan mo kapag may natatapakan ka ng kalayaan ng iba eh. Yun yung irony ng freedom eh. Yun.
Nakakapagtaka kasi the UN is a body na magre-represent ng fair and justice na mga rules para sa mundo. And they represent different kind of faith at different kind of people. So, dapat fair and just to everyone yung ilalabas nilang mga rulings. So, kung ganito kung ang pinalalabas nila na blasphemous, yung ginawa ng isang cartoonist para i-express yung isang pagtingin niya sa isang, para maging critical, skeptical, dun sa isang bagay, paano natin ngayon, paano niya mapagtatanggol ang iba namang faith? O kaya naman, paano niya naman maipagtatanggol yung mga ibang tao na iba yung piniling paniniwala, di ba? So kung UN na yan, na isang malaking organization na dapat tagapagtanggol natin eh, ng lahat ng mga tao, eh hindi tayo maipagtanggol. And another thing pa, ang freedom of speech, ini-encompass niya lahat ng faith. Nagiging problema natin yung mga artists eh. Kasi hindi mo pwedeng piliin ang mga salita mong gagamitin kung poet ka. Hindi mo pwedeng piliin ang mga subject na gagamitin mo kung ikaw ay isang painter. It can be blasphemous to every religious, ano, kunyari isang Muslim, may paint ka na against, hindi naman against, it's just your expression, diba? Or para sa against sa Catholic, ganyan. Pero you are an artist na ipoportray mo lang yung different beliefs na ito, blasphemous na kagad. So ano ang, paano natin i-rearrange yung blasphemous doon sa mga ganong bagay? So it's better na kung ang state, and at the same time, yung mga malalaking organization katulad ng UN, ay magiging fair siya and just sa buong mga pinagsisilbihan niya. So yun.
I think Blasphemy Day is a really great idea. I just learned about the UN ruling against blasphemy today, and I think it's really wrong. I think it's just a continuation of the UN's long history of really bad decisions. The UN has been legitimizing, recognizing dictatorships, really oppressive regimes, and just the fact that they are recognized in an international community as people actually worthy of dealing with makes all their violence. It's as if the UN is condoning violence in this century. We're supposed to be civilized, but the UN has been condoning so many uncivilized actions in so many places in the world. And just the fact that the UN is actually willing to promote militant Islamism, I think it's really wrong, and it's against the entire civilized way of life. It's against non-violence, and it's just going to contribute to degenerating. Parang we're just going back to a barbaric state, which I hope will never happen. So
just like what Lyle said. Oops, can I say your name? But yeah.
Sure,
say it. Yeah, sorry, Lyle Gomez. That's exactly my problem with it. It's condoning certain behaviors and certain reactions that may seem very immature and very knee-jerk, in my opinion. These are, like, big reactions to things that are supposed to be nonsensical and not a big deal to most people. And by giving them the protection of having a blasphemy law, it gives them more rights to bitch about things that they shouldn't be bitching about to begin with. And then, since it's legitimized, they're having the justification to do certain violent actions, certain atrocities that would be unthinkable for a free thinker, but to them, it is their obligation to their faith and to their philosophy. I think that type of fundamentalism, that type of philosophy is very dangerous. And with the way that the UN is affirming it, it's very possible that that type of thinking will just be promoted. And since these cultures exist in a vacuum, they're pretty much 100% or 95% Muslims in their countries, it would be very hard to stop the tide, stop the trend of this type of militant Islamism. I think it's a really bad idea. While I think Blasphemy Day is a good idea for those who believe that the blasphemy law should be repealed or should be removed from the UN Charter, I don't really think that it would send a strong message. Because it's within the freethinker community. I'm not sure if there's any way that we could engage them without being killed or without getting beheaded. But yeah, I think this is a start. At least we're gaining awareness among those who could think freely. So yeah, I think that's a good thing at least.
This is Carlos, so I'm not afraid to say my name. So basically, nasabi na lahat yung gusto kong sabihin. So, you know, I'm just reiterating. Babalik tayo sa Middle Ages pag inapprove yung law na yon. And then, ayun, it's also, it's not protecting yung ibang rights, masyadong bias yung law na yon. So, yun. Para. Cat.
Okay. So, here's my take on the anti-blasphemy laws. When you think about it, when you're talking about blasphemy, it's not religion per se that gets hurt, because religion is just a concept. It doesn't have feelings to get hurt. When you get to the bottom line, it's actually the religious leaders who are offended by criticism. So, in effect, these anti-blasphemy laws protect the religious leaders. So it gives them total freedom to interpret or determine how their followers will behave. So this is no different from what a political leader does by creating or enforcing laws. So why should religious leaders have a better protection against criticism as compared to their political counterparts? So, if you think about it, it would be a dangerous precedent to have a leader that cannot be criticized by any means with a law that protects them from any sort of questioning on how they interpret or how they formulate their laws, which is exactly what is being done by this anti-blasphemy law. So, I guess that's my take on the issue.
Well, I think of it differently, because first and foremost, the UN, as we all know, is not just UN per se, but it's more like a political body. Whether we like it or not, they're politicians. They're structured to keep the status quo. And what is the status quo? Keep religion in the equation. Why do we have the blasphemy law? That is to keep the status quo. Where is the UN located? It's in the United States. It's not somewhere isolated. It's not somewhere where everybody's in free reign. New York City, as we all know, is a hodgepodge again of nationalities, majority of which are Muslims, whether we like it or not. And if they do not repeal that, ang pinakaunang aatakihin is the UN headquarters in New York City. They're just protecting themselves. Ergo, they're just saving their asses. It's nothing personal, trabaho lang. That's my take on it. So, and again, going back to history, we've gone through several blasphemous events. Let's start with Galileo Galilei, when he told people that the sun does not circle around the earth, but it's otherwise. I mean, it's the earth that circles around the sun. It was blasphemy. Now, fast forward 400 years later, we have this. It's blasphemy to draw cartoons about a Muslim caricature. Diba? Interesting. We're just repeating history. And well, again, I think that's human nature. We just like to repeat things as often as we want to. So let's just put it that way. So most likely in another 400 years, this will just be passé. So let's savor the moment.
400 years. I'm Julius, a libertarian free thinker, and my take on the issue is that, well, in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, well, that's a document that I find sacred, and I think that the blasphemy law blasphemes that very sacred document. Isn't freedom of speech and freedom of religion or non-religion a part of that document?
I am a free thinker. I'm Justin Aquino. Specifically on the topic of Blasphemy Day, in many, many points in history, there's always been a time wherein there were people who had to speak out and criticize the religious bodies of various institutions to correct itself. That's why in Christianity we have various Protestant movements. That's why in Islam there's various sects of various orthodoxy and, you know, Shiite. There's different variations of religion, and all these had to protest and had to blaspheme ideas before they can exist. And the fact that this blasphemy day is blasphemizing the idea to worship in your own way, in your own belief, your own religion, so it actually kicks its own nuts, so to say. So it's just so wrong in that sense. And what is it that, yeah, as it was mentioned, it human rights violations because of religious doctrine is one of the main sources of human rights violation, not just poverty but religion. So to criticize a man who is, you know, damaging this young boy, this young woman, or his family because of his belief, and is wrong. And this is wasn't this what the UN was supposed to protect, these people? It's just, you know, it's crazy.
The anti-blasphemy law is all about being pro freedom of expression in a universal sense. Kapag na-lift yung anti-blasphemy law, hindi lang magpipabor ito sa mga atheists or sa mga pre-thinker o sa mga tao na walang religion, but rather lahat naman ay magbe-benefit. Okay? Hindi ito pagiging bias sa pre-thought. Ito ay pag-declare namang ng universal human rights or sa freedom of expression.
Okay, so nag-a-agree ako dun sa lahat ng sinasabi nyo. Tama lahat yon. Kasi kung isipin mo din, lalo na katulad ng sinabi ni Justin Aquino, na tungkol talaga sa violation ng human rights yung mga nangyayari dahil sa pagkakaroon ng mga ideas too sacred to be questioned. Kung tatandaan natin, yung slavery ay for hundreds of years na practice siya dahil kinondone siya ng Bible. Mayroong mga supporters of slavery na yung Bible yung ginagamit nilang justification, na nandun si God, wala siyang sinabi about slavery. Si Jesus dumating, walang sinabi about slavery. Ang sinabi lang nila at best ay be kind to your slaves. And slaves, be kinder to your Christian masters. So, kung pumunta ka dun sa past, tapos sinabi mo na equal lahat ng tao, regardless of color or race, blasphemy ka. Blasphemous yung sinabi mo. Kung sinabi mo dati na yung mga babae ay pwedeng magturo and pwedeng mag-aral, blasphemy din yun. And kahit 50 years ago, sabihin mo Christian ka, sabihin mo Mary was sucked into heaven, blasphemy pa rin yun dahil 50 years ago lang ginamit ni Pope yung infallible powers niya na sabihin na yun na nga, Mary was absorbed into heaven. So nag-iiba lagi yung kung ano yung blasphemy at kung ano yung hindi. And obvious dito sa pattern na to na yung blasphemy ay ginawa para protektahan yung mga ideas that cannot stand by its own merits. And makikita din natin ngayon na mas kailangan nila yung blasphemy, anti-blasphemy law na yan, or yung blasphemy law, na ngayon na umiiral na yung scientific mindset. Nagiging mas rational na yung mga tao dahil sa advancement ng technology, yung pag-spread ng mga ideas, and pag pag-weed out ng mga pangit na ideas ay bumibilis. So yung evolution of ideas ay nangyayari sa mas mabilis na pace, kaya yung mga ideas na gustong protektahan ng mga people in power ay more in danger. Kaya para sa kanila, more important yung mga blasphemy law na yon. So, yun na yung, that's our take on the blasphemy law, and happy Reason Day, everyone.
God bless.
God bless. And see you on Blasphemy Day, September 30. Thank you.